Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good day. This is Jeff Brown on Sustainable You Radio, where we try to get you all together in one piece on one show. We focus on how to be self-educating, self-sustaining, aware, and accountable for 2012 and beyond. Things are really changing, as you know. The economy has kind of given us a good indicator of the turmoil out there, economic turmoil that is out there. The economy has changed. The way of working has changed. Our approach to work has changed. How we are to sustain ourselves has changed in the last 10, 15 years or so. It's become much more individual-based. Even if you're working for employers now, you're still considered self-employed because of the fact that, you know, job security is a thing of the past, even if there ever was job security. But on this show, we've only had a few shows so far, so people are still getting used to the format, what we're talking about. But the main focus is on, achievement. And I like to have people on who are good achievers, but also people of good character. We have a person on today, Laura Gisborne, and she's a very successful person, a multi-million-dollar entrepreneur and founder of Powered with Passion. She focuses mostly on helping women entrepreneurs, but she's out there to help everybody in total. And one of the things that I like about Laura is the fact that she really exemplifies what a person is in regards to, or who a person is, I should say, in regards to character. She's very successful, but she's also very down-to-earth, very kind, very patient, caring, considerate, all those Girl Scout things, Boy Scout things, you know. And oftentimes we get confused as to, you know whether or not people who are successful are, you know, just in it for the money. I think that's for whatever reason, people get that misnotion. You know, maybe the news oftentimes putting forth those people who are in the minority, oftentimes from large corporations. And, you know, when we go past the number 150, that seems to be the magic number. Corporations seem to get very self-serving, self-involved, and do have a tendency to just step on the gas, the monetary gas pedal. But there's a lot of people out there, like Laura, who are trying to do something based in who they are, building up character, building up value within themselves. If you know anything about economics, basic economics, that's what economics is about. It's about building up value in yourself first and foremost, and then passing that value on to service and products that you come forth with as an entrepreneur. And nowadays, entrepreneurship becoming more and more popular. We have about 1 in 4 Americans as entrepreneurs, at least working part-time, if not full-time, as entrepreneurs. And some of that is because of the economy, stagnation in wages. The cost of living has skyrocketed, savings way down. So people who are, you know, working just as employers don't have the tax breaks, or they can't find the finances. I know I have friends who are married, and they're both working, making, you know, a lot of money, $100,000, and can't afford a house. I guess it depends on where they live. But, you know, things have really changed, and that's something I want to talk to Laura about today. But things have really changed in the economy. So what my focus is to, I say I build people, and a friend of mine said, what did you say? You build people? And it's true, and I think nowadays we can't rely on archaic, outdated, outmoded systems or government-mandated education, which is basically, one size fits all. We have to be much more diverse. We have to be much more accountable in our educating and our self-educating and our self-awareness and many things across the board that we have to be much more aware of and have the finger on the pulse of what's going on out there so that we're, you know, more economically viable in our personal lives, and ultimately, you know, so that we are able to help society in a more general sense. So, today's show is focusing on success, and, you know, what is success? Interesting question number two is, do you need it, and then how do you go about getting it? So Laura's going to help us with that concept today, and she's also going to talk about some of the programs that she has to offer. And Laura, are you there?
I am, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Good to hear you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure.
That's great. I often use you. I'm going to embarrass you now. Is that okay?
Okay. I'm ready.
Right off the bat, I'm just going to embarrass you.
Just go there.
And, you know, in teaching, I teach and I coach and I write about achievement, and a lot of people get the misnotion that achievement is just money focused, but that's kind of secondary. You know, we really have to build ourselves up and build value in ourselves and pass it on to our products and services and customers. And I always use you as a prime example of somebody who's very successful. And oftentimes people get this misnotion of successful people that they're, you know, money hungry, money focused, and that they're mean and evil people. And I always use you as a great example of somebody who was very kind, gracious, caring, considerate, all the Girl Scout or Boy Scout things. So I want to thank you for being, you know, who you are, and just a great example for everybody, I think, who's looking to, you know, achieve some success in their lives and also some independence.
Thank you. I'm very humbled and honored. Thank you very much. I appreciate your kind words, and it really is. It's truly my pleasure to be here with you.
It's great to have you on the show. I know I had you on one time before, and we weren't able to connect at least the first time because of flight scheduling and so forth, but it's great to have you on.
Thank you. So tell me how I can help you today.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm going to look at those three questions. We don't have a lot of time, about a half an hour, and later on, you know, I want you to talk about what you've got going on. You know, what is success? And I thought, you know, do you need it? Or we can talk about why you need it. What are the positive aspects of success or achieving success? What do we get out of it that are in the positive? And then how do we go about getting it? So what would be your definition of success?
Well, I think, again, it's really important for anyone who's listening to this call to be thinking about what success means to them. I think that we're so externally driven. We have, you know, we grow up in a society that tells us what success is. And a lot of my clients come to me and they've actually become successful financially. They've reached good levels in their businesses, but there's something in their heart that's missing. There's something that feels a little hollow. So all of the work that I do with people, Jeff, as you know, is to go to the heart of the matter. What's at the core? As human beings, we usually have two excuses for not living a life we love. We usually have this place that we don't have time to do it, right? We have all these things we should be doing, all these things we have to be doing. And then there's the money piece. There's the money piece of, if I just had enough money, then I could get there. I don't know about you, but I grew up in a very working class family. My parents are good people. They were doing the best they could. But there was a constant struggle around finances, constant. And it caused so much pain for them. It caused so much angst. And it really, you know, it was a message that I feel as I'm out in the world in leadership and talking to people, it's very common. It's this common pain around cash. And what I propose to folks is, you know, if you took cash out of the equation, then what? Because usually cash is just an excuse. Money is an excuse for us not to be living our lives fully expressed, not to be getting to what really matters. So for me, what is success? Is freedom. It's a great luxury to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And that's not necessarily tied to money, although money certainly helps. I always say I've been rich and I've been poor, and rich is more fun and way easier, all right? But I think it's not so much about the cash. It's about when you become financially independent, you don't change. You don't become a different person. You're just more of that person because you have more freedom to do and follow what your heart desires. So I hope that answers that question for you.
Yeah, and that's good. And I think you brought up a really good point. There's people who have been successful throughout the years. I remember that. I don't know if you remember that show, Lives of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach.
Lifestyles. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and when he was done with that show, he said, you know, it's interesting that a lot of the people that he interviewed were some of the most miserable people you'd meet. And a lot of people think, well, if I become rich and famous, that cures all ills. I'll be happy. But Tony Robbins talks about the fact that, you know, there's like six basic human behaviors. You have a desire to have consistency in your life, and then a little bit of variety. You want some connection and love, and you want to be unique in some way. And I think a lot of us find that, but he realizes, and I think you kind of alluded to this, is the fact that in order to really find achievement, the two core things that we need at our foundation is continued growth and contribution. And, you know, you're in the midst of that right now, you know, contributing, where you're, you know, going out of your way. You're not trying to, you know, rake people, take all people, everybody's money, but your focus is more on helping people. And there's something about that that is so fulfilling. I remember hearing something one time that said, the statement was, you can never get enough of what you don't need. I think that's pretty interesting. You can never get enough of what you don't need, but what you do need is almost eternally satisfying. So when we reach out to do something for others, you know, through presenting whatever value in our product or service that we have, whatever it is, and we start reaching out to help other people, it's just an amazing feeling.
It is. And, you know, Jeff, I'd like to just add here that we need a little more compassion. We need more compassion for ourselves, and we need more compassion for others, because I truly believe that I'm a leader of leaders. I know that I'm out to serve the leaders of the world, and I know that, and leadership comes in many forms and fashions. You're a leader. You have people that are interested in what you have to say, Jeff, you know, because you're bringing a message of hope. You're bringing messages of inspiration. What the blessing is being in a place where we can be of service, because honestly, for most of humanity, they're trying to get by. You know, it's very difficult when you're in survival mode to be able to be of service and contribution when you're just trying to make ends meet. That's why I'm asking for more compassion. You know, I'm very honored and I'm very blessed to be in a position in my life today where I can truly be of service and know that my ducks are in a row and that my family is healthy and that everything's okay here, you know. But when the well feels empty, it's very difficult to have an extra juice to give to other people. So a lot of the work that we do, again, is to really try to support people in coming to the great blessings that they really have. So in my experience, you get more of what you focus on. And if you're always focused on what's not enough, which is actually what's happening for most people, they feel like they're not enough, there's not enough money, there's not enough time, there's not enough resources. When we stay in that place and live in that focus and we're constantly comparing ourselves externally, you know, it's just a hard place to be. It's a hard place to be. And what happens for many people that I meet is they have a wake-up call, and I call it the three Ds, the death, divorce, and disease. You know, these are my three Ds. One of these three things happens, and all of a sudden people wake up and say, oh, my gosh, maybe my life isn't what I thought it would be. And we start getting a little more conscious. So the first step in becoming conscious is to realize the places that we're unconscious. So as a human being, at, you know, I'm almost 46 this year, at this age of my life, I'm still growing. If I'm alive, I'm growing, I'm learning. I'm so grateful to have that opportunity. And anytime I feel like I don't have enough or I'm not enough, I start looking at all the things that I do have. And I encourage people to start their day with gratitude and start their focus with all the things. You know, if you've got a roof over your head, that's a place to start with gratitude. If you're laying in a bed, understand there are many people on the planet who are not, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's start focusing on all the things that we do have, because that helps us fill up our own well. Then we have that overflowing feeling. We have that overflowing gratitude. We can really move into the service place, which just fills us up even more.
Yeah, and if we put it in perspective, I know a lot of Americans really, you know, may feel like they're not moving forward as well as they should. But in comparison, I try to bring a real element of perspective to people's lives. I said, if you look at the rest of the world, if you, you know, are renting an apartment, or, you know, renting an apartment and renting a car, or you're still paying it off, you're doing better than 90% of the rest of the world. So if we really start to put things in perspective, and I always, you know, teach my kids, you know, you better be saying thank you to people for whatever.
Yeah.
You better really appreciate, really look at what you've got, and what to be thankful for. And I remember, getting back to something that you said a few minutes ago, I was thinking of, you know, motivation and appreciating. And like Stephen Jobs said, one of the reasons why he likes the concept of death. I don't know if you can ever like that concept, but he said
it's inevitable.
He says one of the reasons why I like it is because there's an end there, and he says it should motivate you to do, you know, to focus on really what you do and what you do well and what you want to do, because, you know, what are you waiting for?
Right.
There's
well,
no
and I
alternative.
Think- Well, it is. It is. It used to be. You know, as a kid growing up, they said you have, you know, you only have two absolutes, and that's death and taxes. And I don't even think, I think a lot of people don't even pay taxes now. So I think death really is the absolute. And time is truly the most valuable commodity on the planet. We make money a commodity, but time is the one thing that we don't get more of in this lifetime. So if we recognize that we're born and we die, and we get very clear and focused on what we choose to do in between those two events, you know, most people, when they're kids, they're growing up, they're on autopilot, they're not really thinking so much about their future. But, you know, when you get these wake-up calls, the death, divorce, disease, and some people are just very conscious from childhood, but most people are not. Most people choose to tune out, and we have all these wonderful gifts to help us tune out, like the internet, like television. You know, we can get caught up in these other things instead of really being focused and aware of where we are. So I think, again, that the it's the greatest gift. It really is the greatest gift. It's been getting clear about this, the measure of time. It's not even the scarcity of time. It's just truly the resource of time, and how we all have 24 hours in a day and 7 days in a week. What we choose to do with that is the difference. When you see, when you know, the topic of your conversation is success and what are the key distinctions, right? That's what you're seeking. The key distinction I see is that people who are very successful truly honor their time. Their time is a hot commodity. You know, and when I learn to honor my time and really value my time and focus on, again, being very clear about how I was spending my time, it changed my business, it changed my personal life, it changed my relationships, it changed everything for me.
And it's interesting that when you talk about time, you know, if you're doing something that you hate, if you want to live longer, do something that you hate. Cause, you know,
no.
You know, men is going to pass like a week. You're just going to be, you're going to be miserable. But if you really love what you're doing, your life will actually speed up because you're just so, oh my gosh, you know, I just spent 8 hours doing something.
Yeah.
And it's not, to me, it's not even really work what I do. Even though I'm working all the time, I'm working, you know, every day of the week and just doing what I love. So I think we kind of have been covering, you know, do you need it success? So that's kind of a do you need it part of it. And then the last thing I wanted to focus on, because I think we got a couple callers in the queue that I want to bring in a few minutes. So then the question is, how do we go about getting it or achieving success? And I know you have a lot of programs that focus on that. Maybe you can talk about the program that you have going right now.
Yeah, but if you don't mind, can I circle back? I feel like I'm going to circle back with the wagon of do you need success? You know, honestly, every person who is alive and listening to this now or in the future, you're here for a reason. You don't think that you are, but you're really here for a reason. Each of us brings our very unique gifts to the world, and we need them. You know, we are so much stronger in collaboration. We're much more alike than we are different, but we're meant to work together. You know, and I don't want to get too woo-woo and metaphysical. Remember, I'm from Sedona, but, you know, we're very integrated as humanity, and it's becoming more and more aware, more and more present for all of us. It's becoming more and more in our recognition. Do you need success? You know, what you have is what you've got. So being able to live a life that's fulfilling and fun and contributory and vibrant and thriving, you know, if you're here, why not? Why not be fully expressed and have an amazing life? Because you're here. You know, you might not choose that movie instead of choosing the movie about everything sucks. You know, that's so do you need it? No, but, you know, why not? That would be my call to action. Why not? If you're going to be here anyway, why not have a great time? You know, that's the piece. So I forgot that. Oh, and is that how to get there. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, how to get there.
Segue.
Right.
Yeah. So I have a couple of things I'd like to share. My audience tends to be entrepreneurs who are called. They have a big, strong passion and calling for contribution and service, but they're really struggling with how to get there because they're still working. You know, they're still surviving. They're still doing this while I work 7 days a week. You know, Jeff, I invite you to not work 7 days a week. I invite you to be yourself 7 days a week. You know, and have your contribution just be another expression of the magnificence that you are. You're one of my peeps, right? So you're out here, you know that you have a message, you know that you have a vehicle for sharing inspiration and motivation and uplifting others. It's a beautiful, beautiful gift that you bring to us. So it's not work. You know, it's just not work. It is what it is. It's just being who you are everywhere you go. And it's a great luxury being integrated and being yourself all the time, because usually when we're young folks, we don't know how to do that. You know, we're still looking for the external approval. We're still looking for getting there. And the reality is we're here. We're here right now. So free resources. Let me give you some free resources. And the first that we finally got working this morning, thank goodness that you and I had this call. So I have a free training. If you go to Never Be Overwhelmed Again, overwhelmed is O-V-E-R-W-H-E-L-M-E-D, I think if I can spell correctly, Never Be Overwhelmed Again. There's a free audio training there. I think it's a 75 minutes, 90 minute training that covers the five systems that I've used. I have had 9 companies in the last 20 years. And like most entrepreneurs, I love the creation process. I love to develop businesses. I get that shiny object syndrome. I'm so excited. I go for it. And for me, I have a brain that has a great vision for systems. So I get a business up and running and think about McDonald's. You know, I get it McDonaldized, right? I get it all systemized. And then I usually sell it and, you know, pass it on to the next person so that I can be free to do my next creation. So there are certain systems that I've used in all of my businesses to help my businesses to be profitable, but more importantly, to help me as a human being be balanced, because it's very easy for us as entrepreneurs to become so engrossed in our work. You know, I remember being in my early 20s and somebody saying to me, do you feel like you don't have a life? And I said, no, this is my life. But I was working like a crazy person, right? I was 7 days a week. I love that you want to be integrated and be who you are. And at the same time, it's really important to find the spaces in your life for relationships, for health, for community, for the things that make us a human being, not just our work piece, right? So these systems are really what have helped me be integrated, be successful in business, and have a really healthy, lovely marriage and have a great relationship with my children and be honored with the friendships that I have and the opportunities to work with the people I work with. So those are available at neverbeoverwhelmedagain.com. And in that training, you'll hear me talk about an event that I have coming up in Sedona called Master Your Systems. So masteryoursystems.com is another place you can check out. And I think the recording is actually on both of those pages. But it's an event that I'm doing, a small event, only 50 people. Here in Sedona, coming up May 19th and 20th, where it's my privilege to work with a small group of people and really help them get their systems in place so that their businesses run on autopilot, so that their money struggles are taken care of. You know, anyone can learn to manage money, but it requires a commitment on your part. It requires a focus, and I figure if I can do it, you guys can do it too, because I certainly didn't grow up with any of this education. I learned it all as an adult. And, you know, it is what it is. There's systems, there's practice, there's habits. I'd like it to be more sexy than that, but that's actually what it is. So I like to help people get their systems in order, pardon me, and then be free to serve and do their heart work.
Yeah, I think the phrase you used was, you know, we are here. And I often think back, you know, Horton Hears a Who, and I use that as a metaphor where there's so many of us on that little dust speck just screaming, we are here. But we don't know what to do. And it's unfortunate that we kind of start out, there's a statistic that I read about recently where 1,500 kindergarten students were looked at, and they were looking at their creative ability. About 90% of them had genius-level divergent thinking, which is at the foundation of creativity. And by the time they reached 25, they found out only 2% had it left. So we have this, you know, who we are, you know, we're all, I think, for whatever reasons, you know, for several reasons, a lot of societal reasons, not to place blame anywhere, but just, you know, this is how it is, you know, and those kids came out of school, only 2% had that genius level left. You've got 70% of families that are dysfunctional. You've got a lot of misconceptions about work, and, you know, statistics come out in recent years where 40% of people surveyed hate their job, and that just makes me really sad because I've been there. I've been in those jobs, you know, doing work where I am just so bored and disgusted with it that the energy is just taken out of me. I feel like I've had the life, you know, punched out of me, you know, hitting the solar plexus. And I think there's just way too many people out there. So my goal, and you're definitely along the same lines, is to, you know, to build people up, to free them up. And I see when I'm, you know, when I write or when I give lectures or when I'm you know, with clients or whatever, the light goes on that people are just not given some of this basic stuff. They get an education, but it's kind of like just knowledge. It's I call it the hat of your entire outfit. It's just the hat, the tip of the iceberg. You know, most people are missing about 70-80% of what they need to not only survive but thrive in life. And I think your program falls right in line with helping people to do that. We've got a caller in the queue, so
okay.
I'd like to bring the caller on. It's Dione.
It's Dion.
Dion.
Yes.
I'm a terrible reader.
That's fine.
Dion, do you have it? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. It's okay.
Do you have a question for Laura?
Actually, I've written down. I've taken some great notes. I have really enjoyed the show so far. She sounds like she knows what she's doing, and she has a piece. So that's really cool. I got to Never Be Overwhelmed Again. I'm going to listen to it. And, oh, is she ever going to come to Houston to do one of those small, because I would really love to get something going, and I would love something to be systematic. And I love the fact that she sells her business so she can move on to the next. I haven't started the first one because I'm like, I don't want to get attached and be stuck to it because I want to get on something else. So I would like to get that going, and I'm in a great place in my life that I could get it going. So I think I'm going to start with the Never Be Overwhelmed because that's what I am, so I can get that first step going.
Okay, so Dion, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for calling in and listening today. I really appreciate your support. And if you can go to lauragisborne.com, my last name is G-I-S-B-O-R-N-E. There's another free training I have there, which is 7 strategies to move your business from surviving to thriving. If you'll put your name and email address in there, you'll be on my list, and you'll start getting free trainings from me. I try to offer as much as I can online for free, and it'll get you in kind of in the queue of how to work with me. And the other thing, and Jeff, don't freak out when I do this, but my personal email address, which I answer as long as I possibly can. People are always freaking out that I put this out there, but as long as I'm able to answer it personally, I do. It's laura@lauragisborne.com. Send me an email. I'll let you know. I'll be in Texas. I travel quite a bit speaking all over. So I'm in Texas in July this year in Dallas, and so maybe we can figure out a way to connect. That'd be awesome. So
okay.
laura@lauragisborne.com is the way to reach me.
Perfect. Do you have any quick tips on how to maybe how to get just the first passion going? Like, it seems like I know once I get out of this rut, I can develop the system, but how to just get that first passion going? I already have everything written out. I just haven't done anything because I'm scared.
Yeah, and so what I'd say to you is, Foodie, I'd like to offer you, I'll give you a complimentary strategy session where you and I can get on the phone for about 20 minutes, because I do actually have a process that I use to help people identify their circle of life, what's at the heart of the matter, what their core values are. So if you'll contact me through email, I'll get you set up with my team, and they'll schedule a time for us. I'm in the East Coast next week, so I'm out, but maybe the week after that we can schedule a few minutes to chat, and I'm happy to help you discover your passion. Because once you do that, again, waking up every day, the first brand I had in this leadership, this is what I call this, you know, the kind of the speaking leadership position that I'm in today, was called Powered with Passion. If we can find out what's exciting for us, what really drives us, you know, then, as I was saying to Jeff earlier, then business is, it's a matter of course. It's something you can't wait to get up and do every day, so it doesn't feel like work anymore. You're just excited to be there, and it's usually tied into what you came here to do and who you are. So so I'd love to help you discover that. I'd love to schedule some time to chat with you.
Awesome. I will be sending you an email. Thank you so much.
Thanks. It's my pleasure.
Oh, well, also, we just got a few minutes left. So, Dion, you also wanted a copy of my book. If you send your info, contact info, also your address to info@authenticyoumedia.com. com. We can send that book out to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Well, time flies when you're having fun. So.
No doubt. I was wondering if we needed, like, set questions, but we did pretty good, didn't we, Jeff?
Oh, no. I never have set questions. I like to... I love chaos. I used to do stand-up comedy. I'm just like, you know,
did.
Hey, let's
so
wing it. That's why I'm so good at just, you know, doing impromptu stuff.
Yes, fantastic. It's been really fun.
Preparing always makes me nervous. But anyways, so, you know, I think we had a really good show. We talked about, you know, the key points, what is success, why do we need it, how to go about accomplishing it, and then hopefully... You know, the callers, if they want to take this, you know, the next step, that they'll get on your website and start getting some information from you. So you're, where are you appearing right now? Where are you at?
Oh, let's see. So Saturday I fly to New York City, and then I'm in Stamford, Connecticut, Toronto. I've got a big Canadian thing going on. I love the Canadians, and they love me. And then I'm home for a few days, and I fly over to Alberta, and I'm in Red Deer, Edmonton, and Grand Prairie. Then I'm home for Master Systems, and then I'm in California, and I can't tell you, someplace right outside of San Jose. I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm in Dallas. Then I take a break and take a group to Costa Rica. You might want to come with us. We're going to Costa Rica for 8 days at the end of July. Yeah, it's all good. So lots of places, lots of fun.
That's great. And you mentioned Connecticut. That's my home state.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good.
Yeah. You know, I'm out in California now. But, Laura, it was great talking to you. We'll have to do this again soon.
Yeah, no doubt. So I sent you an email about coming out in May. If you and your wife want to come, I'd love to have you. So
yeah, I get that.
I mean, if we can get connected there, that'd be awesome.
Well, appreciate it, Laura.
All right, sweetie.
Always
thank
a great
you guest. For the opportunity. All right, take care, sweetie. Bye.
All right, Laura, take care. And that's it for today's show. I want to thank you for listening in. Next week, I'm going to have Clark Schaefer on. He is an artist who works in Hollywood. His recent biggest project was designing the suit for Iron Man 2. He's worked on Iron Man. He's worked on Batman, Star Wars. He's been doing it for a while. He's been lead art director for several movies. So we're going to have him on and talk about creativity. And you can call in. And if there's any sci-fi geeks out there, you might want to get on the call. I grew up reading a lot of science fiction, so I'd have to put myself in that category. So next week it's going to be Clark Schaefer, and he's going to be on same time, same place, same station. And we'll talk to you then. Take care. Bye-bye.